Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking about defending the brand in just a moment. Delivering dependable for 30 years, that's Superior Livestock Auction. And your chance to go behind the scenes and see a live presentation of a Superior Livestock Auction is coming to Norman, Oklahoma on the 20th of February. It'll be a regular video auction that'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. It'll be live starting 8 a.m., 7:30, of course, Superior Sunrise. But you can be there live in person to watch the auctioneers, the bidders, and the whole process underway at Embassy Suites in Norman. It'll be the 20th of February sale. Calves, yearlings, and breeding stock all will be offered. They'll have a great lineup that day. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call 800-422-2117 for more information. 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. It was the middle of 2019 when Colin Woodall, longtime lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office, was named the chief executive officer of the organization. And almost immediately, you could see and hear a line being drawn in the sand on where to defend the industry and the organization.
As you came into the position of CEO, you indicated to us as we talked with you about this idea of standing up a little bit for what NCBA is all about, what you feel your producers are all about a little more aggressively.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, a lot of rocks being thrown at us by any number of individuals and groups, and we have decided that we're not going to just turn the cheek anymore and take it, that we're going to correct the record and make sure that misinformation is addressed. And we started out with some of the misinformation coming from a group called the Organization for Competitive Markets, OCM, who put out a press release saying that we had written ourselves our own check of checkoff dollars to be used for NCBA programs, and that's just not the way it works. So I was able to come out with a pretty strong and pointed and fact-based editorial, and we've continued that to make sure that we're just out there correcting the record, much like the claim that we are controlled by the Packers. Well, here we are. We have got cowboy hats throughout this building here in San Antonio. They're sitting in committee meetings today. It's the cattle producers, the ones that have dirt on their boot every day, that are sitting in these rooms. They're appointed by their state cattlemen's associations. They are the ones that are debating these issues and making our policy, not the Packers.
And, of course, along those lines, you've also got folks out there that are kind of just kind of pointing that general finger at NCBA, and even U.S. Meat Export Federation is they're like somehow tied into the corporate side of things, whether it's the advertiser, you know, agribusiness, or is the Packers. It seems like that is a continuous claim.
It is a continuous claim, and there's nothing to substantiate it. I mean, we are led by cattle producers. Our president is a cattle producer and market operator from eastern Tennessee. Our president-elect, a cow-calf operator from Florida. Our vice president, a feeder from Kansas. And there are others just like them that are here today that sit on our board, sit on our executive committee, sit on all of these committees that make our policy. They make the decisions. Not the Packers, not a corporate structure, not me as the CEO. It's the cattle producer members. So those that are making the claims, one, they've never been to one of our meetings. Two, they don't know how our process works. And number three, if they really want to make a difference and have their voice heard, they need to show up, period. Just show up.
Colin Woodall of NCBA, and as I was once told by the late, great Paul Hitch, decisions and policies are made by those who show up. And in the case of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, you've got state beef councils as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board making checkoff decisions. You've got cattlemen's associations from all across the country, as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association with several thousand members all involved in running the organization, setting the policy direction, and making sure that it represents the interests of the U.S. cattle producer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, to be offered 509 Angus and 51 Hereford bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first-season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com. or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.